Om Shanti. So we'll be revising today's Avyakta Murli. The heading of the Murli is the first and the last effort. In France, in Dutch, or there was a Dutch painter, Vincent van Gogh. So there's a very beautiful incident described by him. Once he was painting. Probably he was in France that time. And it was sunset, and he was painting sunset, the picture of sunset. One lady was there, she came up to him and she said, "What a beautiful sunset. Let me rush to my family, to my home, and inform my mother, my sister, my brother that there is such a beautiful sunset here." It was a seashore. So Vincent van Gogh said to her, "What is the need to inform them? Even where they are, there must be sunset there. They can see from there." She said, "No, I must go and inform them that there is a sunset here." He said, "But why? They must be seeing the sunset." The lady says, "Until you came, we never knew the sunset. I have been staying, my age is 30 now, and I have been staying here since birth. And my family even is staying here from a longer time. But until you came, we never knew what sunset is. The painting which you drew, this is what is sunset. The way you saw sunset, we never saw. This is probably for the first time we are understanding what sunset is." So, the same is very much true for God. Until the time God comes, we never know what things are. Until the time He comes and explains us things, we never know, we never understand what things are. When Jesus says, "Kingdom of God is within you," we never knew what kingdom of God is and what kingdom is within us. The people who were there, when he said to those people, they were afraid. They thought he is planning his own kingdom. Probably he is thinking of his political career. They never knew that the kingdom which he is talking of is not of this world but of some other world. The kingdom which is of God, the kingdom which is within us. So, until and unless God comes, we never know, we never understand exactly what things are. In this Murli also, Baba has said, all those things, probably which we know, and yet we do not know. And unless and until He comes, and unless and until He explains to us the deep purport, the deep meanings of all those things, we just cannot understand. We can understand words, we can understand their meaning, but not their connotations. The deeper hidden meaning of those words remains unbeknown to us. So today is 3rd December. We have 28 days for 2018. So we will take out 28 different meanings of one word. Baba said, the very crux of this knowledge, the very essence of this knowledge or four subjects is just one word. And that one word is unlimited. When we hear the word unlimited, behad, when we hear the word unlimited, what is the meaning of the word unlimited? There are almost 6 or 7 meanings of the word unlimited. When we talk of unlimited, unlimited means which has no limits. Unlimited means which has no bounds, boundless, unbounded, unrestrained, unconfined. That is the first meaning. The second meaning of the word unlimited is immeasurable, measureless. Third meaning is also regarding numbers, uncountable, numberless. Other meaning of the word unlimited is vast, infinite. Yet another meaning of the word unlimited is unconditional. Yet another meaning of the word unlimited is absolute, encompassing everything, including everything. So these are the different seven different meanings of the one word unlimited. Now in this Murli also, Baba has talked about unlimited. He said, as I said, the essence of all knowledge is one word unlimited. Get situated, get stabilized in the meaning of this word unlimited and you become Kaumatit. Get stabilized in the meaning of this word, is this one single word, and you become victorious jewel. So just one word. So what are the different, since as I said 28 days are remaining for 2018, so what are the different 28 ways in which Baba has used this one word unlimited? First, unlimited stage. Baba said, you should have unlimited stage. Today Baba is seeing those children, unlimited children, who are having unlimited stage. So our stage should be unlimited. In that unlimited stage only we understand the depth of things. There was a man in Arabia. He had a map of the world. He had a map of the world and the map was 700 year old. And it was an aerial view. How could people 7 years back knew the world because there were no aeroplanes? So how did they know this? There was probably some another level of the consciousness. That unlimited level or unlimited stage where they would go there and they would see, yes, this is what the things are. There's a beautiful Tibetan book, The Book of the Dead. In that Tibetan book, entire science of reincarnation, death and reincarnation is given. Suppose you are leaving the body, so they would, everything is written so that you will decide where I have to take next birth, in which home, which family. Just as Dalai Lama, whenever Dalai Lama is on the verge of death, he tells that I am going to take birth and then you have to search me. He gives some secret, some puzzle, and only that child would be able to solve that puzzle. And in that way, after the death of the Dalai Lama, all those people would search, ransack the entire country, and they find out that small child, and they know that this is the reincarnation of Dalai Lama. So entire science is given in that book, Book of the Dead, Tibetan book. So all this works. Even for example, Luqman, whose mention is there in Bible, Quran, chapter number 31, Surah Luqman. So here, there it is mentioned, all the divine and esoteric power this Luqman had. He would look at the herbs, he would talk with the herbs, and the herbs would tell him, yes, use me. I would be useful for tuberculosis, I would be useful for malaria, or whatever. And he had known all of those things in crude forms. Now science has tried to understand them in processed them, and the refined form is available now. But Luqman knew everything that time only. Even look at the literature of Shushruta and Charaka. Whatever they told, now science are coming very close to that. They talked about all that, what we use for malaria now. Injection, falcigo, and so many things. They talked about that at that age, in that period. So, probably all these souls were in that unlimited stage. So the first thing Baba wants us to have, you can draw a diagram of 21 days, 28 days, and each day practice one thing. For example, today is 3rd, tomorrow is 4th. So tomorrow you have to have unlimited stage, whole day, and think about unlimited stage. So first is unlimited stage. Second, Baba talked about the unlimited intellect. Only in the stage of that unlimited intellect, not the limited intellect, which tries to understand things from its own point of view. No, You should have unlimited intellect. Actually, in that period of unlimited intelligence only, you understand what things are. You must have heard of Madame Curie, Marie Curie, who had got Nobel Prize twice. Once in radio activity and another second time in chemistry. She is the first lady to get Nobel Prize in two things, chemistry as well as in radioactivity. There is a very beautiful incident. Once she was trying to solve one puzzle, some problem, some theory, and it was midnight, and she was writing it, she was stuck, she couldn't solve it. So she was tired, whole day she was thinking about the same problem, and then she fell off to sleep. Morning when she got up, she found that the problem has been solved. Somebody has come and written it. So she was astounded. Who has done this? Of course, the servants of the family would not write that. But later on, she found that this is her own handwriting. During sleep, she got up. And in the dream, she wrote that. So who has done this work? This was the unlimited intelligence. It is not that she has used her own intelligence. Some other, the third force it is known as. The third force. The third force has worked here. Sometimes you try to solve some problem of life. Anything. You try hard and nothing works. And then you give up. And the moment you give up, the problems, the answer descends upon you. So what is that? This is the unlimited intelligence. So the first thing Baba talked is unlimited stage. Behad stage. Stiti. Second is unlimited intelligence, buddhi. Third is unlimited attitude. Third is unlimited vritti. You should have unlimited attitude. Not the attitude where you try to judge things, where you try to think, see things from your own selfish perspective, but unlimited attitude. Unlimited vritti. Third. Fourth is unlimited drishti, vision. You see things from an absolutely different vision. You don't see things from as they are. Because now, earlier, your vision was very different. Now, the moment you ascend up, you try to see things from a very different point of view. So these are the five things from today's Avyakta Murli. First, unlimited stage you should have. Second, unlimited intellect, unlimited intelligence. There's yet another example of the unlimited intelligence. There was a person whose name was Archimedes. And the emperor once told him, emperor was gifted some ornament by somebody, but the emperor was doubtful that this is unadulterated one. There must be something, some alloy mixed in it. So he gave that thing to Archimedes and told him, find out which is that alloy which is mixed in this. So Archimedes went home. Every day, the emperor was sending a messenger to his home to find out whether he has found or not. But he was at his wit's end to understand. So every day Archimedes was thinking about it. But he couldn't understand how will he penetrate that metal and know that some alloy is there in that ornament. But one day he was taking bath. He was in his tub. And suddenly something strikes him and he shouts, Eureka, Eureka, Eureka. And he just naked runs towards the king, towards the emperor. So who has solved that mystery, that problem? This was something unlimited intelligence that descended upon him at that point of time. So, the third is unlimited intelligence. Fourth is unlimited attitude. And fifth is unlimited vision. So, these are the five things. Now, sixth and seventh. Baba said the whole essence of this knowledge is one word, unlimited. Behad. This is the essence of this entire knowledge. Essence of the four subject is this word unlimited. So two more things. When you become Baba's child, you die alive. So you come out from body consciousness to unlimited form of soul consciousness. So the sixth is unlimited form of soul consciousness. And sixth is unlimited angelic life. The goal of your life is to become an angel. So, unlimited angelic life. So, 5 plus 2. Okay. Now, plus 4. Baba has given 4 pairs. And the essence of every one of them is the word unlimited. The first and the end. The first and the last, unlimited. The aim and qualification, Lakshya Lakshan, unlimited. The effort and reward, Purushat Pralabdh, unlimited. And the last is the awareness, Smriti and Samarthi, power is unlimited. All the four are unlimited. The first and the last is unlimited. First means you begin your Brahmin life, it is unlimited. The last is you become Karmati, that is also unlimited. The effort is unlimited, the reward is unlimited. The first is unlimited, the last is unlimited. The Alpha is unlimited, the Omega is unlimited. Everything is unlimited. So these are the four where you have to achieve that unlimited stage. Plus one. One is unlimited home. Always remember that unlimited home. And of course, Madhuban is also unlimited home. So there are two unlimited homes. One is Madhuban, second is Paramdham. So, these are total 12. Plus two. In limited, there are many. In unlimited, there is only one. So, unlimited form of consciousness means minus one Shiva Baba and none else. So this is the unlimited form of consciousness. And the last 14th one in the Murli is unlimited following the Father. Unlimited following the Father. So these are the 14 different unlimited told in the Murli. We will come to the last, the 14th one, because Baba has elaborated this a lot. There are three stages, Baba said, in following the Father. The first stage is noting in the diary. The first stage is noting down in the diary. Baba said you have become very expert in noting down all the points in your diaries, in your books. Second stage, in speaking, in becoming a speaker. You are so clever that Baba says one sentence, but you elaborate it in so many different words. You express that in so many entertaining words, amusing manner. So Baba is father, but you are the crown of the father, Sirtaj. You are better speaker than father himself. Though you explain what he has said, but you are more motivational than father himself. You are more eloquent. Your fluency is better than father. Baba is saying this. So that is the 13th point. And the 14th point is, in that third stage is, first is writing, noting down. Second is speaking. But now you have to do this third. And third is to go beyond. Uparam. The third is to go beyond. And to go beyond means to get rid of all the bondages. To get rid of all the limitations. To become a flying bird. To become a flying bird. To become a flying bird, to be free from all the bondages, is to go beyond. Is to go beyond. Not a single bar of the cage should remain. If there are 10 bars and one, if 10 are removed and one is still there, so still it will not be called that you are free. You should be an absolutely free bird. So these are the 14 different types of unlimited Baba spoke in Murli. First verse, again I will revise. Because we have to practice, there are 28 days remaining for the new year, for 2018. So, unlimited stage, unlimited intellect, unlimited vision, unlimited attitude, vision, attitude, stage, intellect. These are 5 plus 2. Unlimited soul consciousness, unlimited soul consciousness, unlimited angelic stage, then unlimited four different things, pairs. Four, effort and reward, aim and qualification, unlimited first and last, unlimited awareness, awareness. Remembrance, see in English, there is I will tell you a beautiful thing here. There are two words in Hindi, Yad and Smriti. Now, but when we translate this in English, for Smriti, we use the word awareness, and for Yad, we use the word remembrance. Just as in English, for sadhan, we use the word facilities, and if you are nimitta, for some service, we use the word instrument. Though in Hindi, for sadhan means instrument, but in English, we don't use sadhan as instrument. We use sadhan as facilities and instrument, nimitta as instrument. So this is an English translation. But anyway, whenever you translate any language, you murder it. The moment you try to translate any language, you kill the language. It is like, suppose there is a scent in this bottle and you want to pour that scent into another bottle. While pouring, only half of the scent is gone, vanished into thin air. So it's like translating any language. But still there is a beauty, okay, in every language. So these are the four, and the unlimited home, and then two more. 12 this plus 2 unlimited form of soul consciousness and unlimited following the Father. So these are the 14 different types of unlimited. Now coming to next 6. While talking with mothers, Baba said, you are unlimited mothers. Baba said, Baba salutes you, Vande Mataram. Baba said, Baba welcomes you, Bhale Padhare. Baba said, you are unlimited mothers. Don't think you are limited mother. So one is this. Second, you are unlimited world benefactor. You are not home benefactor. You are unlimited world benefactor, and you have a lot of experience. Those kumaris, they need to be trained. But you are experienced, you will never get deceived. So these are the two. Plus 4, Baba has talked with mothers again with a group of mothers. So mothers are those who have unlimited shining sparkle of shining star. Unlimited shining eternal stars. One is star. Second, you are unlimited bird, flying angel. Star, bird. You have unlimited suhag, because you have unlimited tilak of remembrance. And fourth, you are unlimited adhikari. I don't want to translate that word adhikari into Hindi, because in English, once you translate, it means the one who has a right. There is no one single word in English for that. Adhikari is a beautiful word. So better to use adhikari only. So mother is the one who is having unlimited star, unlimited angel, unlimited suhag, and unlimited adhikari. So these are 4, and those 2. So those 6. Unlimited words, 6 different meanings. Now Baba has also talked with servers or sevadharis. So there are 8 different unlimited here while talking with the server. The first is, all of you have got unlimited blessing or gift, vardhan or saugat. What is that? Service. So this is an unlimited you have got, saugat or what? Gift. So that is an unlimited, because this service itself keeps you busy. So this service is a saugat for you, it's a gift for you. One is this. Second unlimited is, all of you have got unlimited specialities. Baba looks at your speciality always, visheshta. So you all have got unlimited speciality. Third, you make unlimited plans. You make unlimited plans for service. Whenever you make any plan, get stabilized in the unlimited stage of being like the Father, and then do that service. So unlimited plans. And fourth is unlimited final first step. What is that first step? Whatever you do, others should get the feeling of belongingness. Everybody should feel that this brother is mine, this sister is mine. Just as for Baba, everybody said, Baba is mine. You never said that you are Baba. You always say, my Baba. So in the similar manner, first step is unlimited feeling of belongingness. So unlimited first step. So these are the 4. Then last 4, unlimited feelings. Unlimited feelings. To have unlimited feelings means to become like the Father. Then unlimited love. Everybody should feel that this person is a treasure store of love. Then unlimited health. What is unlimited health? What is unlimited health? Healthy mind. You should be healthy. Mind is to be healthy. Even if body is unhealthy, it doesn't mean you are unhealthy. If your mind is healthy and tandurus, it means you are healthy. Even if the body suffers, let it suffer. See it as a game. Baba said, just as Brahma Baba saw this body as a game, as he was a Vishnu sitting in that Anantasana, in that Shirsagar, and he was unaffected, there were waves and turbulent storm going around, but that Vishnu is unruffled. So calm, quiet, placid, tranquil. As if totally situated in his own stage of peace. So you are like that Vishnu. And this Bhogna will become Yojana. When you are sick, just as we were hearing about Jagdish Bhai, he was sleeping, but still he was making yojanas. He was writing his book. So he was busy in making yojanas. You are not on palang. You are not on palang, but you are on planning. You are not on bed, but you are on the bed of planning. So unlimited health, unlimited love, one more is remaining. What is that? Last 28th, unlimited. Unlimited experience. Baba said, you are Buzurg. Yeah, Kakaji. You are uncle and you are aunt. You are not. So you are Buzurg. You have two experiences. Your own experience and experience of others. So you learn from everybody. Last Murli was entirely on this one word. Experience. Anubhavi Murth. You are the authority of experience. Kumaris, Baba was talking with Kumaris and Baba told all those things. So these are total 28 different types of unlimited. Today's date is 3rd. 28 days for new year to come. So each day, one unlimited. Let us revise it once more. Unlimited stage, sthiti, behat ki sthiti. Second, unlimited intellect. Third, unlimited attitude. Unlimited vision. Unlimited... One is missing here. Unlimited stage? No. Unlimited server. You are behat sevadharis. So unlimited service you add there. Service or sevadhari. So these are five. First five are these. So unlimited stage, unlimited attitude, unlimited intellect, unlimited vision and unlimited service. Five. Plus two. Unlimited soul consciousness and unlimited angelic form. Then plus four, all those things which we narrated. First and last, effort and reward, and awareness and power, and awareness and power, yeah. Aim and qualification. So these are four. Plus two are aware, soul consciousness, form of soul consciousness, and second, following the father in that three stage. First stage is writing, which you are very expert speaking, you are too much expert, but now you have to go beyond. So these are three. Then home. So these are 14. Now coming to the mothers, Baba said to mother, you are unlimited world mothers. You are unlimited world benefactors. Okay. Here also he has mentioned to remain free, not to get chained, not to get trapped anywhere. Okay. Then unlimited first star. Star, then bird, who is free? Who is free? I have forgotten a very important thing, and that is Baba has mentioned a tree of action of Kalpa. Your tree is compared to the Kalpa tree. There are five branches. One is the gold, second is silver. Gold and silver, here there are neutral actions, and copper and iron, there are sinful actions. Now there is one more branch, which is a diamond branch, and here he would do elevated works, elevated actions. Okay? But in that elevated action, if there are limited desires, that limited desire is a golden chain. And bondage is bondage after all. So you have to go even beyond that. So Baba has said to remain free from all the bondages, to free your mind from all the bondages. So this is the explanation of that flying bird, that angelic stage. First in the Murli and then again in the mothers, talking with mothers. Then mother is somebody who is having unlimited suhag. Mother is somebody who is having unlimited adhikari. Means no bondages, no adhinta. Baba said Mahavir. Mahavir means so my kingdom, my God, my fortune. Okay. So these are of 20. Now 8 more. to make them 28 in servers. Servers are those who have got unlimited blessing or unlimited gift. What is that unlimited blessing and gift? Service. Accept service as a blessing. So when you get more service, you should be happy. When you get more homework, you should become extremely happy. Okay? Ecstatic happiness should descend on you. Because it is more service. You are serving in a better manner. So more service, more happiness. So, server means who is having 21st points, unlimited gift. Second, unlimited speciality. You look at everybody. Baba sees everybody's speciality. So you also see an unlimited speciality. Third, unlimited planning. And fourth, unlimited first step. The first step is that everybody should have feeling of belongingness. It is not that only one group feels that you are there. It's not. Everybody should, like Dadi Prakash Mani, everybody felt she is my Dadi. Everybody had that right over her. Everybody just walked up to her. No fear in the mind. Oh, what she will say and all that. They would fear others, but they would not fear her. So that is the sign of love. This is the religion of love. Second. Third and fourth, and then four more. Last four. 25th is unlimited feeling. Yes, to have unlimited feeling means to follow others. Next is unlimited love. Everybody should feel he is a treasure of love. Then unlimited experience. Health is last actually. No, experience is second last. The unlimited experience is actually third. And then there is a love, and the second last is love, and the last is health. Love, unlimited love, and the last is health. Your mind should be very much healthy. Even if body suffers, you remain unaffected. Even while you are sitting, you are admitted in the hospital, you are not in that room, on that bed, but you go underground and take out pearls, jewels of knowledge. So outside you are missing. Doctor will say, oh, you're looking fine. Nothing, no signs of illness or he can be discharged. So you should be like that. You should go like a Vishnu or like a Brahma, or you should be not on the palang, but you will be doing planning. You should be not having bhogna, not suffering, but yojana. So this is in short 28 different types of unlimited from today's Murli. The heading of the Murli is the first and the last effort. Om Shanti.